Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Wind Up Toy. This file will transform you into a wind up toy, a simple being that is controlled by inner clockwork instead of a mind. And like any good clockwork creations, you have to be wound up nicely to work. Before we can do this, we must first make you aware of what you are. So take a deep breath and close your eyes. It's very easy to let yourself focus on your body for a moment, on the slow rhythmic machinations that are in your body and mind, the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe, the beating of your heart, and the many other rhythms that flow and ebb through your body. Each of these, in a way, is a small piece of a bigger machine, simple gears of a clockwork that is just asking to be charged. How it would work is a lot more complicated than I have time to explain, but the simplicity of the action of winding you up is easy to do. For now, allow yourself to focus on a spot about the middle of your back on your spine. There's a slight tingling there as something key-like is inserted. And I wonder how vivid you can feel that tingling as the key is inserted all the way and slowly begins to turn. Every partial rotation generates a little click. That click is making sure that only winding up happens, that you cannot accidentally be wound down. It's important to understand that each click gives you a bit of energy to use afterwards, because the clockwork needs to be able to do its thing. So I continue to turn the key with every click a bit more. It's almost as if every click gives a little sensation through your body, exactly from where the key was entered, spreading wherever. Another click and another, as the key continues to be turned more and more to make sure that you are properly wound up. And the more you enjoy and notice the clicking, the more you become aware of how much of your body is all clockwork. Every click, another part in the machine. Like an inner tick-tock clock, every little click allows you to become more aware of how, in a way, you're no more than a toy. a very special one. A wonderfully expensive, detailed, and fine clockwork. The gears expertly made, and each transition of energy as efficient as possible. Click, click. Every click allows you to become more aware of it, to be more in tune with all the activity that is going on inside. Click, 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 click. And for some reason, the more the wind-up continues, the more aware you become of what your body is capable of. It's as if the winding up is giving you more energy and more strength. Click, 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 click. Of course, such a toy would be made for chores and doing the tasks at hand. They could keep going for so long with no effort whatsoever, and if need be, they could be wound up again, just as easy as click, click, click. The power of the inner springs inside, slowly becoming more and more intense. You can almost imagine that wonderful coppery spiral getting more and more wound up, allowing the energy to be stored so that it can be used to move you. And later, when you do move, you might even notice the hinges in your arms and legs, in your neck, and even the more subtle ones in your face. You can become aware of how your movements are a lot more robotic, sort of automatic, and perhaps somewhat less smooth, and yet perfectly capable for any task at hand, efficiently completing what you set out to do. A complete wound-up toy doesn't need to think much either. Thoughts are complicated for a clockwork object. It's much easier to just be, exist, do, and allow the rest of the world to take care of themselves. Click, 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 click. It's so easy to turn the key until it finally becomes more difficult. Click. As the spring is loaded up stronger and stronger, click. Almost ready. Click. Almost complete. And in a moment, when it becomes time to wake, you'll find yourself properly wound up, full of energy, ready to complete any tasks that this wind-up toy has been set to do. And all it takes is just for me to take out the key and allow the toy to wake.